Hello, and welcome to ASMR Tirar de Juego. Are you hoping to calm your mind, relax your body, or experience ASMR? Dr. Andrew Michaels is here to help you. Welcome to Alien Assassins, Part 2. What do we know so far? Our dear friend, Dr. Andrew Michaels, uncovered an alien invasion in which he was identified as a threat and scheduled for termination. He allowed a simulacrum, an imitation of the assassin, to be transported back to the alien lair instead of the traitor himself. We listened as the conspirators, deceived by the simulacrum, connected it to their mainframe, then watched as their programs and data crashed around them. Now they are loose in the world, their own memories wiped clean of everything except their anger, confusion, and the name, Dr. Andrew Michaels.
Our train arrives in Chicago, Illinois. We are greeted with the scenes, the hustle and bustle of the big city in the Midwest. Second city, Chicago, Illinois. A sprawling mecca where the Sears Tower stretches far into the sky, acting like a compass point for the rest of the city. We are amazed at Chinatown. The elevated train, the food, deep dish pizza, oh, an authentic gyros the city has to offer. And we ask quietly to those around us, do you know a Dr. Andrew Michaels? And no one seems to know who he is, but they suggest looking him up on the internet. We're a little confused about how that works. Our minds have been wiped. We know that. We remember little things. We're all brandishing a weapon. We must carry out a mission. But the Sandman has stolen our memories. Like a dream, we are in a fog. The sands of the hourglass slipping away. Ooh, what powers does this man, Dr. Andrew Michaels, have over people that he can steal their memories? And what is this mothership down that we must remember? We must remember, we must remember, we must remember, we must remember, we must remember. And how does it affect us? With no obvious way of accessing the internet, we ask until we are directed to the Chicago Public Library. And we find there a wonderful librarian who takes us to a computer station, helps us log in as guests, and do a search for a one Dr. Andrew Michaels. And he does pop up very quickly. There seems to be a man called Dr. Andrew Michaels, and he works for the Department of Navy Special Services. The downtown region near the docks. It's a short train ride away. Who is that? Mothership down. Find him. Find him. Why are we carrying weapons? Why are we looking for someone? Are we to assassinate him? Hand him the weapons? Befriend him? Warn him? We must be carrying on a mission. But what is the mission? The weapons are obviously for self-preservation and protection, to help us carry out our mission. The message is simple. Mothership down. Well, we have to tell him there's whatever's affecting us is affecting the people that brought us here. We know we're not human. We look like humans, but we're not. We're extraterrestrials. We don't belong on this planet. We know that. It's clear that we have fake identifications and... Let's just go there. Why are we doing? What is... There is no mission. We just have to tell him the message and go about our business. I'm sure he's a reasonable man and will answer all our questions. I'm sure Dr. Andrew Michaels is a doctor, and doctors can do no harm. And I'm sure he's there to help us. I have a feeling he likes to help people. I don't know why I feel this, but let's travel there and find out. And quit speculating and quit asking questions. I want to know the answers. The only way to find out is to go there. Once and for all. And that's exactly what we do. We take the train to the nearby Department of Navy Special Services. We disembark the train. We approach the building. Something odd happens when we go up to the reception desk. When we enter the building, a strange green and blue light sweeps over us. This is odd. Some kind of security measure. I feel very confused. But we proceed, and we walk up to the receptionist desk and ask, "Is Dr. Andrew Michaels in today? We would like to see him." "No, we do not have an appointment, but we would like to see him." The receptionist asks us to sit by and wait and see if he can see us today. About 10 minutes go by, and a man comes out from the back offices. He walks right up to us. He's very nice, very congenial. And he says, "My name is Dr. Andrew Michaels. I'm pleased to meet you." He's so kind and forthright and honest with us. He says, "You look very confused. You look like you're come a long way to see me. You've traveled a long way. Would you like to go in the back and talk to me outside the public reception hall?" And we join him, and he takes us back to a smaller room off to the side with table and chairs, and asks us if we need any refreshments, water, something to eat, if we need to relieve and refresh ourselves. All of us answer no and sit down. Mothership down, I tell them. Does that mean anything to you? I just abruptly say it. I just blurt it out as we all begin to sit down. No, he says, it doesn't mean anything to me necessarily. Could I ask you a favor, he says. And we, of course, nod in partial agreement. May I have your weapons? And he produces a small box. We don't allow weapons in here to be brandished. As you can see, I don't have a weapon on myself, he says. We leave our sidearms at our desk and locked up for security reasons. I will lock your weapons up in this box, and of course you can have access to them if you need them. But I've noticed it's easier to talk to people when they're not holding a weapon. We all acquiesce to his request and parted with our weapons, and he quietly put them in the foam-lined box, closed the lid, and locked it, and placed the key on top of the box and slid it to a neutral spot between us and himself. I find it easier if we talk more as equals, not armed and potentially dangerous. You do understand, he said. I found this man intriguing, but there was a part of me that was angry at him, like he had taken something from me. I asked him, and then I speculated, I said, you took my weapon. Why did you take my weapon? I don't know who you are, but I feel like you've taken something from me. What have you done something to me? And he asked us to calm down, remain calm, that he would describe what we were experiencing. He said that we had a form of amnesia that was brought upon us because our brains have an implant in them. It's a wireless implant that receives signals transmitted through the air. Something you call Wi-Fi on this planet. We call it wireless transmission. We receive briefings and knowledge and memories that need to be implanted into our brains to carry out various tasks. We come into a situation where there's a medical emergency and we don't know how to take care of it. Our brains are flooded with the medical information that we need to perform the task to save our fellows' lives. And then as time goes by, those memories fade back out. It's quite harmless. We've developed this ability, and it has ensured our race's survival. Well, we start to remember that. And we remember that we are here for a reason, and you haven't explained that to us yet, have you? Doctor, why are we here? And he looked right at all three of us. He let his eyes meet ours. And he said, well, I don't choose to start our relationship off with a lie. But the three of you were sent here to kill me. You see, it's March 3rd. You paid a man to assassinate me. But when you realized I tricked you and had your doppelganger sent back to you, and I hid the actual person hired to kill me, who would be close enough to assassinate me and just crazy enough to do it. Well, it's too late. I wiped your memories. But in your last dying thoughts, you wished me dead. And you attempted to carry it out yourselves. But luckily for me, you've failed. Your mothership lost all control when its memory banks were erased. Your crew, in a panic, losing its memories, didn't stabilize the ship properly. The computers failed. The main engines and anti-gravity units in the ship shut down. It entered Earth's atmosphere at a very, very bad trajectory and disintegrated in our upper atmosphere. It was a spectacular light show over the United States, the Midwest, and Canada. You're the only three of the invasion force left. I bear great shame in the fact that I wiped out your invasion and killed so many of your brave and diligent soldiers, scientists, and statesmen. I will carry that shame of that murder for a long time. But I think I need to warn you now that I know about your plans. I know about your plans to infiltrate, manipulate, control this community that I love. And I won't allow it. I know I haven't stopped you. You have many operatives that have separated themselves from the main computer link out there. And even in your subconscious, you came here almost completely aware that you had to kill me. But somehow you lost it. You forgot that piece. Was it the shock of seeing the mothership go down? I'm sorry. You can struggle all you want to try to open up the box with your weapons in it. It won't work. We lock things up in that box, and then we just pretend we use the key. The key doesn't work. The box is pretty resilient to physical harm. Fire and energy blasts alike. And the guards will come in if you keep struggling and try to hurt me or harm me. What we have is a problem that we need to solve. I need to hypnotize you and pull what memories you have in your mind, in your subconscious, that deal with the assassins, the operatives that are still on this planet. We need to ferret them out one at a time and bring them to justice. You are survivors of a war, and you will be treated civilly and with respect, and you will be returned to your home planet once hostilities have ended. You can help that process if you'd like. We will send messages of your survival back to your people. Or you can choose to resist us, not help, and just remain our prisoners and be well cared for the duration of the conflict. The choice is yours. I'm sorry that it had to be this way. And I'm sorry I had to break the news to you. But as you can see, I'm treating you a lot more civilized than you probably would have treated me. I've offered you food, beverage, a place to clean and refresh yourself. And we will keep you in a safe environment. You will not be harmed or tortured. I give you my word on that. As for your fellow assassins, well, they'll have to make up their own minds. I know somebody hired you to assassinate me, but I don't know who it is. I know you're just a middleman, that the true identity of the evil behind this alien invasion is hidden from my eyes. I've tried heaven and hell, good and evil, moved mountains to find out, and I failed at every turn. What was so darned important you had to assault them back in January, on the 6th of January? It was such a random thing that that was the moment you chose to strike. Almost like you knew the events of the day, that I would be too sidetracked taking care of that victim, taking care of that person, that I would miss something else that happened that day. The events of January 6th haunt me. Did I miss something? I will find out. The program that stripped your memories also suppressed some. They're hidden deep in your minds. And through hypnosis and the power of suggestion, I will try to pull and pluck those memories from your mind. You can try to resist, but I will win in the end. It's not torture. No. The pleasure you shall feel, the ASMR tingles that will envelop your mind and your body, from my Reiki master procedures, will strip all thoughts that I need from you and leave you sleeping peacefully like a baby. After all, I am Dr. Andrew Michaels, and I am here to help even you, my would-be assassins. He sat and clicked his fingers on the table, this Dr. Andrew Michaels, and he stared deeply at us and asked us which one was first. Feeling I was the strongest of the three, I volunteered for hypnosis. I would resist him with all my might, with all my willpower. I would bite down on my lip, pinch my leg, pull the fake human hairs from the skin to break his hypnotic trance. He would never, ever pluck a single secret or memory from me. When I awoke, with drool dripping from my side of my mouth, my head on the table, my arms stretched out in front of me, the other two would-be assassins sleeping on either side of me, my head hurt from lying on the hard wood table, I sat up and saw our jailer writing notes down on a clipboard. How long was I out? I asked him. He looked at me, clicked his pen, and said, "Oh, I would say long enough." "Damn you, Dr. Andrew Michaels. Damn you. Damn you all to hell." And they took us away to our new home, our prison cells. The ultimate insult when we sat down and they left us. Sitting across from us, each of us in isolated cells, but still in sight of the idiot we hired, paid handsomely to carry out our plan, sleeping like a baby, a chicken pot pie lying on the floor beneath his bed, crumbs everywhere. What a pig. We thought we chose wisely that he would fall into our trap. But all we did was fail. It's a good thing there were more out there. Because Dr. Andrew Michaels must be stopped, must be silenced, and must be canceled.
Dr. Andrew Michaels is only human, more or less. But he will fight hard for you, because he wants all of us to have the opportunity to be safe, healthy, and happy. Thank you for being with him. Or ASMR Tirar de Huevo. Please take a moment to share, rate, and review this podcast. It really does help. If you are interested in additional ASMR content, you may view our library of videos at youtube.com/Tirar de Huevo. The theme song, Atlantis, is by Jason Shaw of Audionautix.com and is used by permission. Correspondence, including questions or requests, may be sent to tirardehuevo@gmail.com. On behalf of Dr. Andrew Michaels and his entire staff, thank you.